Does anybody, oh, that's probably not right for Scott. I think I have a trustee one.
Okay, the time is 7:24, and we will call the February meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Trustees to order. Scott Widmer will be absent this evening, so in his absence, I will be conducting the business agenda. We will begin by looking at the January 17 minutes.
Okay, here's your copies. They should be the same as what was received by email. This is the ones with the attachments, if anybody wants to see the attachments.
Okay, having reviewed the minutes, are there any questions about the minutes?
No.
If no questions, I move that we approve the minutes of the January 17th, 2024 meeting. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Scott Veldis seconds it. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, the same. And the minutes are approved. You need
you
this one signed.
Page, yeah, and just cross off president.
Okay. Okay, we will move on to the fiscal officer reports.
Okay, I think we're starting with the financial reports. All right, these are the financial reports as of the end of January. You did receive these by email the other night, and then there's no changes from that.
Do these reflect the, you know, how we moved capital improvements and road and bridge? Do these reflect that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Good. I couldn't remember exactly how much it was that we were moving, but
yeah,
those are the totals.
I'm going to make a pile for Scott here in the middle.
Okay. Any questions about the financial reports? Hearing none, I move that we approve the financial reports as presented. Do you have a second?
I second that.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. The financial reports are approved.
Okay. Here is the bank reconciliation for January. Again, there's no lines to sign on, but if you guys can just make your own.
Do we have to take action on approving
this? We do approve this, I think.
Do we? Okay. I could not remember.
Yep.
Look at it.
Well, just there.
It's here. It's okay here.
Hold it the same.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions about the bank reconciliation statement?
Nope.
If none, I move that we approve the bank reconciliation statement as presented this evening. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Scott seconds it. Okay, all in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, the same. And the bank reconciliation statement has been approved. And Anita, you say we have to sign this?
Yeah, just sign somewhere on the front.
Okay.
Okay, I have
one is rolling and one is not. There we go.
Okay. These are the payroll vouchers for the road employees.
Okay.
Those don't need any kind of motion. Those are for
creation. Signature.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No? Or no, you're late.
What's that?
Yeah, you can sign that.
Okay.
two on the sheet as well.
Okay, 23 is closed permanently. Like, we closed business last month, but the state has our reports. Everything's done. So we need to pass this resolution, which we had done a temporary appropriation resolution at the end of the year so that we could pay bills for January and up till now. This gets us for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So this just passes.
All right.
What's that? To put online?
Yeah. Put another new bullet. Yep.
Do you want to take a? Do you want to look at that at all? Okay.
Okay. And that needs to be a resolution.
Resolution. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, having reviewed the report here called Township Annual Permanent Appropriation Resolution, I make a motion, or I move that we approve resolution number 2024-02-14-01 to approve our permanent appropriation, to approve our permanent appropriations for 2024. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor, signify. I'm sorry, you have to call
a
roll
call.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'll take that back
okay.
and just fill this out as we're doing it. Okay,
yep.
So Tom. Gregory moved. And I'm just going to cross Scott Widmer off here. Tom?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, give us 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to have to probably say in here that Tom Gregory moved. And you don't have to type it all, but usually I just get like the gist of it. So I'll let you work on that.
Okay.
No, you're fine. Because I think the rest... you've already typed. All right, so that being said, here are, here are purchase orders for tonight.
Okay.
There are a few more that I have, and we'll bring those next week, that we couldn't do without the permanent appropriations being done. But those are the ones for tonight that need to be approved.
Okay. Are these done by resolution?
No, just by
motion. Okay. Okay, Anita has presented 4 purchase orders tonight, totaling $4,497.98. I make a motion that we approve purchase orders number... Do I just... 28-2024 through 31-2024, again in the amount of $4,497.98.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor of passing this motion, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. And that is approved.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sign those at the end. Okay, then.
Gotcha.
I got too many papers. Then I have this payment listing, and these are the bills that we're paying tonight and the rest of February. Yeah, what I usually do is I hit enter and bring it down here and say a roll call vote is taken. And put it right back up underneath. You don't want a separate
It's a pretty good list. Long list.
And then I do a colon. And then return. Or enter, sorry. And then tab in.
Any questions regarding the payment listing? Okay. Hearing no questions, I will move that we approve the payment listing for February 2024 as presented this evening.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Okay.
So I moved and Scott seconded to approve the payment listing. All in favor signify by saying yes. Yes?
Yes.
Opposed the same? And the payment listing has been approved.
Okay. Thank you. So we will
sign those checks at the end of the meeting.
At the end. Those up here. And then the only other thing I have is the updated fund balance as of the end of the month. So these would be after
paying the
bills that we're paying tonight.
Got it.
And that's the only person. That's just for FYI.
So is your number going to be?
Not yet. I do that when we get home. You can get it and see on the back of that.
Very good. Anything else, Anita?
I'm just done after now. Nope, that's it for me.
Okay.
Oh, well, you talked. I had this in an email, the oil bid letter, but I'm assuming you'll
Scott
talk
did,
about
Scott
that later.
Scott did have that listed down here under new business, so okay. I'll go ahead and cover it then.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll move on to the road supervisor's report. This would have been emailed to us. I don't know if anybody needs to see a copy of it. Okay. I am guessing that this is also going to be our review the inventory. Is that why he listed all these capital items here?
I would assume.
Okay. So this is a dual purpose. It looks like we removed some snow and we used 20 loads of salt mix.
That's not much this year.
Isn't it?
No.
Okay. All right. I think we typically enter these into our meeting minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if there are no questions, I will make a motion that we...
He does approve and add all in one motion.
Okay. Then I will make a motion that we approve the road supervisor reports and add them to the meeting minutes.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed the same. And those have been approved. You want? I've made an extra paper copy of it if you want it.
I can take it.
Okay. Okay. Review progress last month's decisions. I don't think there's anything there to review. Scott, do we want to, since we're on road supervisor reports, do we want to talk about Kevin's items?
We can.
Anita, you think that's okay to put those under road supervisor, or do we need to...
That's fine.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about that list, since we're on the report. Do you want to go ahead and talk about the toolbox?
Yeah, we just need a bigger toolbox to put the bigger items in. Did a lot of cleaning up around here, and we're just short of boxes.
Okay. And Kevin's recommending that we... move forward with purchasing
a bigger
toolbox.
Yes.
Okay. I think he gave us an estimate of what he wants to spend on it.
Would be $1,500.
Okay. And you're around the garage a lot more than I am, so you would know that
it will get full.
This will be a necessary piece of equipment for us. Okay. Well, hearing that, I will make a motion that we approve Kevin moving forward with the purchase of a toolbox for the township garage in an amount not to exceed $1,500. And do I have a second on that?
I will second that.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. Okay. Will you let Kevin know that we
yes.
have...
Yeah. I'll let him know.
Forward with that. Yep. Good.
And we... Well, we need to move a camera. That's just all there's to it.
Yeah. So the building... So they put up that extra building.
Yeah, they put up the building and now it's right in front of the camera.
Okay.
So the camera pretty much has to be moved.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think...
And we had talked one time about adding an extra camera if we ever thought we needed it. And I think we need it.
Yeah.
Just...
Keep an eye on
other areas. While they're here, they might as well just do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think we need to take action on that. That's just a course of doing
something needs done.
Normal doing business, yeah.
And then we talked about buying a semi load of pipe, like we did last year. We get a pretty reasonable break if we buy a semi load, and what we bought last year is all but gone. Mm-hmm. And if we buy another semi load. I can foresee by summer that will be pretty well used up. Okay. We just get a pretty good discount if we buy a whole bunch at a time.
Yeah. Well, I know that when we did this last year, like you said, we got a really good price, and I don't know that we even anticipated that we would use it by this time. So
no.
It was a good decision to buy
when we
did.
There's so many people building in the township, and
yeah,
you know, we're closing road ditches in and stuff, which... It takes it.
Has Kevin given us an estimate of what he thinks another semi-load of pipe would cost?
I would say probably right around $17,000.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean...
Because there'll be other things other than pipe. There'll be tees and there'll be fittings and yeah. that all.
Well, if we've... almost used up that other truck. I mean, we know we're going to continue to use pipe, and as good of a decision as it was to buy it that way last year, I think we should move forward with doing that again this year.
Yeah, we couldn't buy it anywhere else that cheap.
Okay. All right. So, based on our discussion and your discussions with Kevin, I'm going to make a motion that we approve Kevin Hofstetter moving forward with pricing and ordering another semi-load of pipe not to exceed $17,000.
I will second that.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. Okay, and that has been approved as well. Let me know if you need me to repeat any of that.
I think we got it.
Okay.
I would say move to approve road supervisor Kevin Hofstetter purchasing, pricing, and ordering. That's fine.
Yeah.
Approve road supervisor Kevin Hofstetter.
And I think we talked, sometimes that pricing happens face-to-face.
Yes.
Which, you know, we...
When they have their open house, they give discounts, special...
Yeah.
Special pricing
yeah.
at that time.
Yeah.
And it's only available at the open house.
Yeah, that's a good attendance for us to yeah.
And part this of that. Was a discounted price, right? Is that what we're saying? Like it's a cheaper price than yeah. normal.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
It's probably twofold.
We put discounted price.
There's a quantity discount, and there's also a timing of doing it during their open
Correct.
House, which is the first, I think they said, so.
Yes.
That's why we think it's necessary to
we
take action on it tonight.
We got a super deal by taking a semi-load.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the way to do it. Okay. There should not be anything else then on the road supervisor reports that I know of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Going to move on to the fire department reports. I did see that we got, was that our first report that we got from the Village of Downton?
Yes.
Fire department? Yeah.
That was this one here? Is that what it
yeah,
looked like?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the format that I saw. It was very...
If anybody needs to see that.
Very descriptive.
Let's see.
Cool.
So this was Dalton's, right?
Yeah.
And then, did we get
Kittern's? We got Kittern's December and okay. January.
Okay.
This is December, this is January. Well, here you've got January, December and January. And you probably wouldn't even have to put it in parentheses.
Looks like they were busy.
It's amazing what they do.
I know, yeah.
Okay, so did you want these?
Mm-hmm. I'll take those as well. We'll put them in the minutes.
Okay. And well, do we?
You do a motion to approve and add.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, having reviewed the fire department reports from, I guess it says East Wayne Fire, but that would be Dalton now.
Yeah.
Dalton Fire Department in Kittern. I move that we approve and accept the reports as presented to us.
I will second that.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. And those that motion passes. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next item I have on the list was review the inventory list of the end of year 2023, and I think that's what was on this report as well,
yeah.
The road supervisor report.
And I'll put that onto our big report in the UAN.
Okay. Yeah.
And then have that.
Looks like the only correction on there or note was that the sweepster road broom has been sold, so that's no longer on there. But yeah, looks like we've got a complete inventory there. I don't know that do we need to approve that, Anita?
I don't think so.
No, I don't either. I think that's just for our review. Okay. Any unfinished business that I'm forgetting about? Okay. Or tabled business. I don't think we had any tabled business from last month. All right, I'm going to move on to new business. Our chairperson, Scott Widmer, had presented, I think he had sent this.
I got this.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to do the oil bid with the road, or does it not really matter?
He had
he didn't have it ever.
He had it listed second.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. Keep going.
Colleen, do you want a copy of that letter? Okay. Okay. So Scott has asked that we review this letter supporting. I want to get it right here. Support for Wayne County's Rebuilding America Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity Discretionary Grant. That's a mouthful. So what we're doing, and Scott has composed a letter here to the Honorable Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, U.S. Department of Transportation in Washington, D.C., stating the township's support of this grant application. And Scott asked that we review this and actually sign it and fax a copy to him so he could get this out and sent out to Washington, D.C. So does anybody need any more time to review or read his letter? I thought it was very well done.
Yes.
This is basically for adding the buggy lane on Kittern Road.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah, exactly. I don't know, does it talk about the amount of the grant in here? I don't think it does. But basically, it looks like widening 5.25 miles of Kittern Road to provide 8-foot shoulders on both sides of the road. These shoulders serve as buggy lanes to reduce wear and side crashes with motorized vehicles. So yeah, this would be great if Wayne County does get this. I make a motion that we approve sending this letter of support for the grant the big long grant, RAISE, R-A-I-S-E grant. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. And that letter is approved. Scott, why don't you and I just go ahead and sign a copy of this now? I'm going to put trustee after my name, by the way, just so we're being thorough. And I will email this over to Scott Widmer tomorrow, so he has a copy that you can take from there.
I would just say that because that does sound confusing if he's out of the meeting.
Did you want that back?
What's that?
Did you want that back?
No.
Prepared application.
Request a review of a previously written. I don't know how. It sounds confusing the way we have it written because he's not here.
That he asked that the board act on his behalf?
Yeah, you could do that, something.
To approve the letter of recommendation.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. So we are at the time of year where we post or advertise for stone and oil bids. I think all of you have all of you seen the copy of it? This is the 2024 oil and stone bid letter. And Anita, do you post?
I send it to the Daily Record.
Okay.
Once you guys approve it.
And we don't necessarily put it in the Gazette.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think we have Daily Record.
Okay. So basically, we are opening up. For bids, sealed bids, for stone and oil. The bids will be received until 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And Colleen, I'm just kind of reading off the letter. Until 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 13th, at which time we will open those bids at the March 13th meeting. And these bids will be, advertised in the Daily Record, and I will also post this on our website.
Yes.
So there'll be a copy of this on our website as well. Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the stone and oil bid letter. And post in the Daily Record.
I second that.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. And Anita, you'll take care of that
this week,
and I'll get
a copy of it. To the Daily Record.
Yep, I'll get a copy of it up on the website. Okay, that is all I have on my list as far as regular agenda for the evening. Can you think of anything else?
No, I cannot.
Okay, we don't have any public participation this evening, so we don't have any public comment. I think we're okay to move forward with signing the bills.
Purchase orders. Let's leave it that. Because he might be the one that's in. I don't know if he's in. If I can't get what I want said, a lot of times I'll highlight it in red so that I know to go back and look at it.
Nita, is next month your last meeting?
It is.
Is it okay?
Yep, this is my second to last meeting.
While we're signing, Larry, I can't think of Larry's last name, from Traybell, will be at our meeting next month. He wanted to just come and give us a couple report stats of the electric aggregation, how that's going. I told him when we were meeting, he was welcome to come. Too much there. More than just checks. Good.
I usually make sure I'm having all finished so that I'm just kind of going to make sure everything's consumed.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else this evening? I can't think of anything. Okay. Otherwise, I will then make a motion that we adjourn.
I will second that.
Okay. All in favor, signify by... Thank you. It is 7:58.
Thank you.
PM, we have a motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.